You know, to say I'm not nervous would be a lie. And since I no longer lie, when Dave first mentioned that he wanted someone to preach for him this morning and this evening, you know, I had to think about it for a little while. And after a lot of soul searching, I decided that, well, maybe it was time. Now you're going to find out if it's time or not. Then, of course, after I told Dave, oh, sure, I'd love to, I had to think of something to preach about. And I decided that I would preach about something that I know about. And that is, as if you didn't know. There was a man who, while driving home from work, was rear-ended. It's a minor traffic accident. But the force of the car hitting his rear made him go forward. His airbag went off. He broke his nose. Well, the police were called. The fire department showed up. They called an ambulance, and they loaded him in the ambulance and sent him to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, the ambulance was rear-ended. That caused a defibrillator to come detached from the side of the ambulance and landed on his head, which fractured his skull. The police were called. Fire department showed up. Ambulance came. Took him on his way to the hospital. And he finally made it. While at the hospital, they gave him an X-ray, and they discovered he had a brain tumor. They did surgery. They successfully removed the brain tumor. And the man lived a long and fruitful life and died of old age. Isn't it a blessing what a broken nose could be? Without the broken nose, he wouldn't have got the cracked skull. He wouldn't have got the X-ray. He wouldn't have found the brain tumor. And he wouldn't have lived a long time. So we really have to be careful about what a blessing is and what it isn't. I made that story up. The first thing we got to determine is exactly what a blessing is. There are numerous Hebrew and Greek words that translated mean bless, blessed, or blessing. Viewed collectively, they mean to declare happy, to speak well of, or very happy. It's defined in the dictionary as, one, some kind of divine or supernatural aid or reward. Two, a pronouncement of evoking divine aid. Three, good fortune. Four, the act of declaring, seeking, or bestowing favor. And five, a thing one is glad for. Now we know that God is the greatest giver of all. In James 1:17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Bear with me. We're going to focus on two areas. Those who God blesses and the blessings in Christ. First, it's those who trust in God. Psalms 34:8. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. To trust God means we believe in him, rely on him, as a child relies on his parents for the provision and guidance in his life. Matthew 18, verse 3 says, I tell you the truth, unless you become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who consider the poor. Psalms 41:1. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The biblical principle has been, and always will be. It is more blessed to give than receive. Those who hear instruction. Proverbs 8:33 and 34 says, wisdom says, listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. Those who keep God's ways. There they are. Excuse me. Proverbs 8:32. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Jesus said in John 13, verse 17, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Well, the screen's not tall enough, but it's supposed to say those who endure. James writes, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. It's in Christ that we are spiritually blessed. Ephesians 1:3 says, praise be to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Everything that comes from God is a blessing. We are filled with constant graces from... She's a blessing. But one of my biggest, other than God. Everything that comes from God is a blessing. I already said that. We are filled with constant graces from God in everything that happens in our lives. To seek God's blessing is to seek his care for us and that he will keep us from falling into evil. To every action, there's a reaction. That's a scientific fact. So if we talk to another person, we know that we will receive some kind of response. So why would anyone think that when we go to God, he isn't going to respond to us? God will always answer us. Now, his answer may not be the one we're looking for, but he will always answer us. And his answers are always a blessing, whether we realize it or not. Sometimes we go through life forgetting or not realizing the blessings that we receive. We start thinking that it's just life, and we expect good things to happen. We forget that everything that happens to us, good or bad, could be a blessing, like the broken nose. Just as the long-standing adage says, a blessing in disguise, we receive these disguised blessings constantly, usually without even knowing it. When we pray and ask for blessings, we need to remember that God always knows what we need before we even ask. He likes to be asked. And what we ask for might not necessarily be what we need. We have to leave it to God to understand what we need. We should also remember that we do not ask and receive blessings for ourselves. We should ask for and give blessings to others. It's important that our blessings overflow from us so that others can see that we've been blessed and so that they will be blessed through us. Jesus said in Luke 6:43, No good tree bears bad fruit, and no bad tree bears good fruit. So if we are blessed, those blessings need to show by how we go about our daily lives. If we allow our blessings to show, they will certainly be a blessing to other people. Our greatest blessing was the forgiveness of sin. I think I'm behind on my slides. Romans 4, verses 7 and 8 says, "Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sins the Lord will never count against him." We know that the only way we can be forgiven is by believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for us, for our sins, and that we need to repent and confess those sins and repent of them and be baptized. Then we are truly blessed because we have the blessings of heaven. There's one great blessing that we all receive as Christians, and that's it. We cannot be more thoroughly blessed. Personally, I'm blessed to be here with you as a Christian. It's one of my blessings. I'm blessed to have a wonderful wife. I'm blessed to have wonderful parents. I'm blessed to have people who now respect me for being who I am. And I'm blessed because Christ loves me. And he loves you. Now, my sermon was short because everybody wants to go home. And because it's my first one. Bottom line is, if you haven't been baptized, you need to be. And if you feel that you want to repent and be forgiven of sins, it says in the Bible that we're supposed to repent and tell everyone else what we've done. And God will forgive us, because God is the most forgiving God. He forgives any sin, because we're all sinners. And with that, thank you. And